What is up, guys? Hope everybody is having a great day. And so I'm driving, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of free game when it comes to entrepreneurship and marketing your own product. And I think that there are three types of traffic that I want to break down for you when it comes to people going to your website. And it's super important that you're able to tell the difference between these traffics and analyze and understand the difference, because it can help your business exponentially. Now, I put out a reel on my Instagram, FRHeart2, if you want to go follow me, but I basically talked about the importance of email marketing, and I'm going to break that down a little bit more in this podcast today. So there's three types of traffic when it comes to marketing your product. There's traffic you can't control, there's traffic you can control, and there's traffic you own. And own traffic by far is the most valuable traffic when it comes to the world of marketing. And so when we talk about the first two, traffic you can't control, that's simply when, for example, I'm going to use the example of t-shirts in this, and that's when a famous person buys a t-shirt off your website, they put it on, they post a picture in it, and they tag your brand. Well, now, when they tag your brand, a lot of people come to the website and they buy your product because they saw that influencer or that celebrity wear it. And that's traffic you can't control, because at the end of the day, there was no agreement, you paid no money for that, it just happened to be. And it could be a lot of people that come to your site because of it, it could be a little, but it's traffic you can't control. Now, traffic you can control is things such as Facebook ads, Instagram ads, YouTube ads, Google ads, TikTok ads, whatever ads that you have to pay for. And here's why it's traffic you can control. Because when you start the campaign, you begin to get traffic, and once you turn the campaign off, you stop getting traffic from that campaign. And so those are the first two types of traffic, and they get talked about a lot when it comes to selling your own product or service online. But then there's traffic that you own. And I think that traffic that you own, in my opinion, is the most overlooked traffic in the world of entrepreneurship, and here's why. So traffic you own is basically when, if we go back to using the example as a t-shirts, is when somebody says, okay, I love your t-shirts, or not even I love, I'm interested in your t-shirts to the point where I want that 10% off coupon, so I'm willing to opt in with my email address in order to prove to you my interest in exchange for a coupon. Or they'll text you their phone number, or they'll send a text to a text thread to give them a 20% off coupon. Now, this traffic is so valuable, and here's why. It's because it becomes a set of data, and as we've talked about before, data is the most important thing in business, but it's a set of data that you can always market to, and everybody in that set of data has already proven that they are interested in your product. So if we go back to traffic that you can control, it's one of these things where traffic you can control, you can, if you were selling t-shirts with a basketball on it, you could say people who are interested in basketball. And while it will run your ads to people who are interested in basketball, that might not necessarily be people who are interested in your specific product. With traffic that you own, those people have shown interest in your product, and now you are able to target them as much as you want because they have given you their data. If you use an email address, you can send emails through MailChimp, Constant Contact, things like that. Or you can run Facebook ads and use that email list and run ads specifically to that list. On the same account for text messaging, when they run, you can use things like Simple Texting or Twilio in order to show the audience that you are interested. And you can also take those phone numbers, put them into Facebook, and run ads specifically to those people. So, going forward, I would highly encourage you to add an opt-in some way on your website or wherever you are doing your business. That way you can get that list of data, you can get that traffic that you own, and that way, whenever you're marketing your product or service, you can market to the people who are most interested. Have a great day, and God bless.